not in Imfue by-elections, and thousands protest against Ouattara's fourth term bid. Good afternoon. With some news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamano. The Independent Churches of Zambia ICOS has called on the First Lady Mutinda Ijilema to engage former First Lady Esther Lungu in resolving the impasse over the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. ICOS Board Chairperson David Masopa says the ongoing back and forth between government and the Lungu family via the South African courts is not helping to resolve the matter, adding that there is still room to settle the dispute outside the courts. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Masopa described it as unfortunate that the matter has dragged on for so long when it could be addressed through dialogue. If it means the First Lady traveling with the Republican President to counsel the Lungu family for the sake of closure on the matter, then this should be done, said Bishop Masopa. He dismissed suggestions from both parties that dialogue and consensus cannot be reached, emphasizing that mutual understanding is still possible.
Because there were ontological issues which were raised by the family regarding rituals. When such are heard in a Christian nation such as Zambia, we need to go and comfort the family and tell them to look to God. God is the finality. So it's not a matter of sending even the Attorney General. It's not a matter of sending the Foreign Minister. No, this is a matter of our President demonstrating leadership by he himself.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Menda says there's nothing wrong with the party's supporters celebrating the South African court's ruling that the body of former President Edgar Lungu must be repatriated to Zambia for burial. Ms. Menda said that contrary to assertions that the celebrations showed disrespect, they reflect the joy of many Zambians who feel the right decision has been made. In recent days, the UPND has faced criticism after some of its supporters were seen celebrating on social media following the ruling. But speaking in an interview with RCV News on the Saka today, Ms. Amanda said most Zambians want the former president's body returned to Zambia, a development that would naturally excite citizens. There's nothing political about these celebrations. This is about doing something good for the nation, said Ms. Emenda. Ms. Emenda, however, reminded Zambians that former President Lungu was not an ordinary citizen, noting that he served the country for 7 years. She added that the current government is committed to giving him a dignified and befitting send-off.
Chief of the Defense Force. The Defense Force is here. They want to send off their former commander-in-chief. And they want to preside. It's the current commander-in-chief. The former African president needs to be buried here at Embassy Park with the other former Republican president. They think that the body of their Republican president is coming where it belongs and is going to be interred where it belongs in this country, in Zambia. The former Republican president of Zambia.
The Anti-Voter Apathy Project, AVAP, has expressed concern over the low voter turnout witnessed in the Mfue parliamentary by-elections held on August 7. The elections not only saw fewer voters compared to the Lumezi parliamentary by-elections, but also registered a higher number of rejected ballot papers. But speaking in an interview with RCV News on the Saka today, AVAP Executive Director Richo Mulwani called for a comprehensive civic and voter education to ensure citizens understand their right to vote and the importance of electing leaders for representation. Voter education will help people understand how to correctly mark ballot papers, which can be done through community demonstrations, said Mr. Mulwani. He warned that failure to intensify voter education could see the same problem repeat itself in the 2026 general elections, potentially setting a bad precedent for the country. Mr. Mulwani further urged political leaders to take the lead in educating communities about the importance of voting and upholding the Constitution.
Comprehensive voter education that is required, but also to ensure that people are able to demonstrate how to do it, how is what is their problem, and the how we need to address now as we proceed. towards 2016 so that, you know, we can now reduce the number of. And you know, in a by-election, most of the time, I think there's no much attention that is paid by the voters. Again, that goes back to civic education, so that, you know, the citizens in those particular areas can understand the importance of voting and why we have these voting rights and why we need to uphold our constitution.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has welcomed government's decision to mandate the Zambia Consolidated Copper Mines Investment Holdings PLC to formalize the gold sector. Recently, ZCCMIH announced that government had officially tasked it with taking the lead in formalizing, developing and transforming the gold industry in the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Simukonda commended the move, saying it will bring order to the sector by preventing foreign dominance and promoting local investment, which will contribute to the country's gross domestic product. This shows that Zambians are now taking control of what belongs to them, and such a move will also create jobs for locals, helping to reduce unemployment in the country, said Mr. Simukonda. He added that the initiative was long overdue, questioning why it took so long for the government to act, as it could have helped prevent illegal mining activities that have claimed lives. Mr. Simukonda urged government to walk the talk by ensuring the measure is fully implemented.
I think I also made such a comment much earlier, before it was even announced, again, will be given this responsibility. I had alluded to the fact that, you know, the possibility of gold mining in Zambia should be given to ZCCM and like bringing in investors. That was my earlier comment. So since it's been done, I'm excited now. It just shows that, you know, we're now taking control as Zambia, because we're not bringing foreigners to come and control the gold mining sector. We are going to control it as Zambians.
We now join Chela Sulamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners in the one radio station, Abdulish on the Business Side on a Monday. TBs I gave you out on a Friday, oversubscribed. The central bank just cherry picked on that one. And I'm looking at our currency market. I'm 1.16, that is the euro, 1.34 pounds, 17.73 South African rand. I'm seeing a 7.18 Chinese one, slowly losing some shape. The Chinese 1.65 Aussie dollar and 171, that is Japanese yen, 109. Looking at New Zealand currency and 18.6, those going to India 87.66. Now Indian rupee always on 87.2, 87.6, easy to budget on that. Commodity side 5.8, that is the wheat, and we should be starting harvest our wheat in Zambia next month. 8408 the maize, we still have maize on the ground. 8416 cocoa lovers international market, per ton 1009 business, and soya going up as well. And if you're driving, it's 63.89, that is for flying jet fuel, 60.66, that is Brent crude. And the gold lover 3355.13 an ounce gold, and I'm loving it. The central bank looking at continuing buying gold, pushing our currency on the better side. 9754, that is copper international market, and nickel 15.28. Believe it or not, we have the best quality of nickel in Lumwana mine. I know it, and we can do something better than that, better on it. The prices can actually be better for us. Now all in all, looking at stock markets, Dow Jones on 4378 9120, London Stock Exchange 21524, Lusaka Stock Exchange CEC pushed it almost $1.3 million, actually $600,000, with $1 million kwacha in kwacha in terms of the trades that went out throughout the day on a Friday. So only we're looking at the kwacha holding in 23.6, standing back takes it, but I'm afraid Zanaco holds 23.44, and that's where the market is. So it's a leverage of 23.56 back to 23.1. That's where the market is. The more bond application is up next week, but this week it's all quiet. It's a supply of demand, and of course our supply on the market in your life is bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, thousands of Ivorians took to the streets in Abidjan, the capital of the West African nation, to protest against the exclusion of opposition leaders from the upcoming presidential elections. Ivory Coast, the biggest economy of Francophone West Africa, is due to hold a presidential vote in October. Earlier this year, four main opposition figures, including former President Laurent Gbagbo and former Credit Suisse chief executive Titi Jane 6 p.m. have been barred from running by the electoral commission.